Welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Kurt Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We remain in chapter 21 today with verses 28 through 32. What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, "Son, go out and work in the vineyard today." He said in reply, "I will not." But afterwards he changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, "Yes, sir," but did not go. Which of the two did his father's will? They answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe him." So today in Matthew 21, verses 28 through 32, Jesus presents a parable of two sons, illustrating the essence of obedience to God's will. The father asks each son to work in the vineyard. The first son initially refuses, but later repents and goes, while the second son agrees to go, but ultimately does not. Through this story, Jesus emphasizes the importance of actions over mere words in fulfilling God's holy will. To live according to God's holy will in all that we do, we must start with genuine intentions. Like the first son, we may stumble or resist at first, but true obedience lies in our willingness to ultimately respond to God's calling in our lives. It is essential to recognize that God's desire for us is not merely about compliance, but about a relationship filled with trust and repentance. He invites us to align our hearts with His, which often requires humility and the courage to change. Additionally, we can practice living out His will by embracing love, justice, and mercy in our everyday interactions. The essence of God's will involves serving others, showing kindness, and standing up for the oppressed. By actively listening to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, we can discern how to respond faithfully to God's invitations, both in small daily choices and significant life decisions. Furthermore, consistently between our words and actions is crucial. Just as the second son teaches us about the danger of complacency, we must strive to ensure that our commitments to God's work manifest in our actual behavior. In conclusion, living God's holy will demands a heart attuned to Him, a spirit of repentance, and a commitment to action that reflects His love. May we answer the Father's call with both our words and deeds, fully engaged in the work of His vineyard, embracing salvation as the will of God. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things." Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continue. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from Matthew 21. It's verses 28 through 32. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stanza poem. It's titled, The Way of Righteousness. In a quiet land, a father stood, two sons beside him, as best as they could. Go work today in my vineyard, my boys. One said, I won't, then forgot his own voice. The second agreed, with a nod and a grin, yet left the old man to toil without him. Days passed like whispers, and time moved along. The first son reflecting, where did he belong? With a heart full of sorrow, he thought of his plea and sought out the vineyard, as sorry as could be. He labored with purpose, turned faith into deed, for love, not just words, is the fruit of the seed. The second, aloof in his comfortable seat, ignored the father's call, refused to feel the heat. His promise was empty, just smoke in the air, a lesson in actions and how much we care. For the truth that Jesus shares through the tale is to heed the call, not just to set sail. It's not just the saying, but living the way that shows our commitment in each passing day. So heed the Father's voice, embrace what's right in the vineyard of life. Let your actions take flight. For in doing God's will, let our hearts be entwined. In love's gentle whisper, his purpose we'll find. Amen. I am Thomas Shookruse Williams. It's December 16th, 2025. My, how time keeps flying by. And it's 4:41 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. So remember, John came to them in the way of righteousness and they wouldn't believe. What are your beliefs? Do you believe in the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist? Do you find the understanding of his holy will is to be proactive in all things? Remember, God asks one thing of us, and that's to be faithful to him. Amen. We close today in Jesus' name at 8:04. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you.